You're listening to Full Time with Matt Jones, and every Tuesday between 3:30 and 4:00 we have our non-league feature where we get a different non-league team onto the show. And this week we are delighted to be joined by Steve Ackrig and Kev Towie, who are the joint managers of Widnes, who've had a remarkable season, shall we say, lads.
Yeah, it's been great, to be honest. Since we took over in October, it's been tremendous, the run, and to end the way we have, obviously, with the promotion spot in second place and win the cup final, has been a tremendous achievement for the whole club.
Yeah, so you came second in the Hallmark Security Premier Division, just behind Runcorn Linnets. And then on Tuesday, last week, you won the Macron Cup as well, wasn't it? What a brilliant achievement to win the trophy as well as get the promotion.
Yeah, it was the icing on the cake for us. Like Steve said, we'd have a really good end to the season. We'd clinched the promotion on Monday. And then the lads kind of extended the season by looking forward to the Macron Cup and going there. It was a free hit, really, because we achieved promotion. We were riding the crest of the wave. It was just a nice thing that we could actually enjoy rather than be nervous about.
2-1 win in the final over Burscough. This one was played at Highbury Fleetwood Stadium. So how was that as an experience for you? I mean, you obviously play at a pretty big stadium anyway, but what was this like?
Well, for a couple of lads, obviously, they've never played a football league stadium like that. So for quite a few of them, it was a new thing. But for us, I think we've played a ground similar, or I've certainly played there before. And for us, it was just a normal game. But, you know, with a cup final, it's just about winning. However, you've got to win the game. You know, you do it, and to be fair to the lads, I don't think it was our best game, was it? But
we got
over the line and won, and that was the most important thing.
Yeah.
Talk us through the game then.
We played Burscough, and Burscough had just survived relegation in our league, but that didn't tell the whole story of the side of Burscough, because they're a very competitive side. Their manager has them working really hard, and they've got some good young players in there. So although it was kind of a top versus bottom, because it was a cup final and it was a one-off shoot-off, it wasn't an easy game. They made us work for everything, and to be fair, our goalkeeper's had a really good game, hasn't he?
It was tremendous.
Towards the end, we've missed a few chances, but I think overall we probably shaded it and deserved it.
Came from behind as well, didn't you? So great bounce-back ability shown there.
Yeah, it's obviously something we said in the changing rooms about the goal, because it was direct from a corner, so it went straight in on the back post. So obviously we weren't too happy about that, but like we said, Richie, our goalie, second half, he was tremendous. He pulled off 4 or 5 point-blank saves, and like we say, to come away with the trophy at the end of the day again was brilliant.
What is a half-time team talk like in a cup final for managers?
It depends. I suppose if you're winning, it's a lot easier. When you're losing, it was a case of just telling the lads to go back to what they're good at, which was keeping the ball, using the width of the pitch, especially at a ground like Highbury, where the playing conditions are superb, so it suits our style of football. And I think the lads second half were a lot better, used the condition of the pitch very well, got in behind Burscough. We obviously scored 2 goals, and to win there, especially with the travelling fans we had, we took obviously 3 coachloads, which for Widnes is a big thing, and it was tremendous for everyone there.
We'll talk about the promotion in a bit more depth in a moment or two, but what does the cup win mean to both of you?
Yeah, the cup win is massive. When we took over in October, we had objectives, and as the season progressed, we kind of had to alter them objectives because of the run we were on, and the cup became a big thing. We got to the quarterfinals, we had a difficult tie away at Ashton Town. Then in the semi-final, we won a two-legged affair, of which we were 5-0 up from the first leg. But even being 5-0 up, going to the second leg, there was still an air of kind of, it's still not done yet. So it was just getting to the final. And then once we were there, because we clinched promotion, like I said earlier, it was a free hit. It was a relaxed atmosphere. And I think that's why, even when we went 1-0 down, there was no panic.
Big celebrations?
Oh, huge. It was great especially for the whole club. So obviously with all the travelling fans, the kids were on the pitch, so the under sevens, under nines, I think the girls under twelves all come, they all got to join in the celebration, so it was a big thing for the club, for everyone to get involved.
You're listening to Radio City Talk at Full Time with Matt Jones. We're talking at non-league football as well with the joint Widnes managers, Steve Ackrig and Kev Towie. Let's talk about the running the league as well, because I was just looking at your fixture list before you came in and your results. Just the one defeat since, well, in the league since November, I think you were saying, and that was to Barnoldswick. An incredible run of form, because at the start of the season, the two Runcorn sides were running away with things at the top of the table. You managed to nick in above Runcorn Town and finish second.
Yeah, I think it was a 21-point deficit that we kind of overcome. And we were made to work for it. You know, we only finished 3 points above Runcorn Town. But there was no room for error. Looking back on the league table, there was no room for error. We've done exactly what could only be done.
You've only been in that division 5 years, I think. So how big an achievement is that going up?
Well, that division itself, we've only actually been in it 1 year, because obviously the year before we won the first division title. So we've actually been in the North West Counties for... was it 5 years? Yeah, but obviously, yeah, the first division we were in for four, and then the Premier we were in for obviously 1 year. So to go straight up and have two successive promotions, it's absolutely tremendous.
So what can this club achieve then? You've obviously got great infrastructure, you've got the great stadium. What's the limit?
I'm not too sure what the limit is, but obviously the club wants to expand, so they want to expand on the side of all the youth teams, so they want to add more youth team, different age groups. They've currently got three, which is the under 12 girls, the under 7s lads, and the under 9 lads, and they're looking to expand that this season. With regards to the first team, come next season, it's about being competitive in this league and looking to push on towards the top end, which is exactly what we'll try to do.
It's an interesting league. It's a different league as well next year, because instead of being split north and south, it's east and west.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to help certainly us, where we fit in. You know, we're kind of pretty central, really. We go as far north as Kendal and as far south as Chasetown, which is Walsall. So geographically, we're well placed. We're okay with regards to recruiting additional players and it fitting into what we're doing. But like Steve said, the big thing for the club is getting the junior section. If we can bulk that up, we're going to be adding three or four more teams in the summer. That'll kind of underpin everything that's going on. And if we can keep churning things out in the first team, then eventually, you know, we talked briefly off air about the attendances and things, because of Widnes as a town, it's kind of, you know, looked on as a rugby town. But we want to get more people through the door and let them come through to watch the football as well.
Well, it is such a huge catchment area as well. Obviously, we've got Liverpool and Everton kind of one side. Then you're going a bit further towards Manchester to the other side. So there is plenty of kind of pull for you.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of non-league teams as well in between, like the football-wise. So there's definitely a huge pull. And like Kev said, it's just trying to transfer the town from a rugby side into what we want to be, a dominant football team, and they're slowly getting that with the success they've had the last 2 years, and obviously we're getting more fans, and we want to continue to do that as we push on up the leagues, hopefully.
Absolutely, and it's going to be an interesting season next year. Let's talk a little bit about you two as joint managers, because you don't see it too much. There's obviously been the documentary with the guys at Salford who have now taken over at Chester. What's the relationship like between you?
You're looking at me to answer that, yeah. So we've been friends for probably 12, 13 years now. We were both at Warrington Town together, and that's where we met as players. And then we went our separate ways and had our different careers, and we've kind of come back and joined back up as players towards the tail end of our careers. And when there was a change of manager, you know, kind of October, and it come about, we thought it was something that we could do. And I like to think that we've kind of proved that we can do it.
So, well, you've done all right, haven't you?
We've done okay, yeah. but with regards to the relationship, it's a good one. We are friends first, so that probably helps. You know, there's compromise. But again, when you were talking about what was the half-time team talk, like sometimes there is a little bit of a disagreement. But again, there's usually compromise, and one of us will usually see sense.
Has it been difficult making that transition from players together to a management team together?
Surprisingly no, to be honest. It's actually been easier than we thought. Obviously, we had the good core of lads in the first place, and then the lads we brought in, you know, they gave us the respect straight away. It probably helped in the sense they've seen us play, so they know how we play and what we expect from ourselves. So when we expect them to do certain things, they were right on board with us. And like I say, from day one, the respect was there 100%. So the transition wasn't too hard, was it?
No, obviously. No.
we've played in the league for 12, 13 years, maybe more, and we've played from the conference down to the counties, so we know pretty much every league inside and out. We've had a lot of managers over them years, obviously, so we've took different traits off each one of them, and we like to think it works.
It seems to be working so far, yeah.
Which one of you wins most of the arguments over selection?
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's there's a bit of to and fro on that, because obviously one of us is a defender, one of us is a striker, so we kind of balance each other out in that
definitely.
Sense, don't
if it,
we?
If it was just me, we'd end up like Kevin Keegan's team of the 90s, and if it was just D, they'd end up like Jose Mourinho's teams and just parking the bus for a 0-0. So the balance kind of is in the right place, I think.
Why does this joint managerial thing seems to be working in non-league then? Because we don't see it in the top flight, certainly, do we, or the Football League?
I think in the Football League, I think it's egos that get in the way of it not working. Mm. Whereas down here, so to speak, again, we're close friends and I've been for, like I say, 12, 13 years. And I suppose Gerard Houllier and Roy Evans didn't have that that relationship prior to build upon. And sooner or later, you're going to get a conflict.
Well, you two are clearly not going to get a conflict the way things are going at the moment. It's been a pretty impressive start to managerial life. But just finally, your hopes for next season, what are you thinking you can achieve?
Obviously, we'd just like to be competitive in the league. So the idea is to push towards the top end of the Evo Stich West. That's the idea of the club. That's the idea of us. As players, we always wanted to win everything, and we'll do the exact same as managers. We don't want to stand still. We want to keep moving forward.
It's going to be an interesting 12 months for you. Best of luck. Congratulations on what you've achieved so far. And I'm sure it's going to go from strength to strength as well. Stephen Kev, thanks for your time.